And good afternoon, and welcome to Talk of the Rock. I'm your host, Jared Griffin, and this week for Talk of the Rock, man, I'm exhausted because we just finished a run of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. So I have some of the high school, Koenig High School Shakespeares here in the studio with me to talk about the show and what the rest of the season looks like. And why don't we just kind of go around, introduce yourself. What was your part in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, either on stage or on stage and backstage? And then we'll get started. So to my left is...
Hi, I'm Ren. Ren Pikus. I played Mr. Beaver, and I believe I was the technical director. Is what it was called.
I think that's the title we landed on. You did just about everything.
Everything.
I'm Jillian Dorner. I played Miss McCready. My job backstage was to rotate the wardrobe, mostly in move set pieces.
You were like the wardrobe tech.
And I'm Bradley. I'm actually not a high schooler. Yay. He made it. Ooh, I'm in college. I used to be in the drama club, and so I come back and help out with shows, usually stage managing, which is what I did this time.
Yes, and helping to train some high school stage managers. So this show was pretty, it was a short show, but it was pretty epic. We did six performances over 4 days, which was the most we've ever done. So how are you guys doing?
I literally had to call out of school yesterday.
You took the day off?
I took the day off. I was so tired and done with everything.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired too. I went home and I just slept.
Mm-hmm. And, we say in theater that when you're done, you should feel tired. If you're tired, you're doing it right. So kudos to you. So let's talk about how did the club land on doing this play?
You know, I don't think I was there for that.
You didn't? You missed that vote?
I think I missed that vote, and I'm so sad that I did. But, you know, you made a good choice.
Would you have voted for it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what all the options were, but we had a couple options, and we just all kind of decided on Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah, and this is like way back. We decide the season way back in April, mm-hmm. and come up with our list. Like I can't even remember the other shows that were on that made the short list, but. I'm glad we did this one too. This is a book that I first read when I was, I don't know, third grade, and so. But there are some sequels, you know, that have been written for the stage. So maybe we'll have to keep doing them. So two of our shows was performing for the elementary schools. How did that go?
They really enjoyed it. I don't even know. They were so excited to meet us after the fact that we put it on for them. It was nice having them be such a good audience, mm-hmm. and cheering and booing.
Yeah, we kind of primed them a little bit for that.
I liked performing for all the little kids. They had a lot of energy.
A lot of good energy.
A lot of really good energy. And it made performing on stage like 10 times better when you can get that reaction out of people. A lot of our, like, shows for, like, the main public, everyone's, like, dead. You can't tell if they're enjoying it or if they hate it. So it's just kind of in between.
They're not dead. They're just being polite.
They're polite, yeah.
You know, there are some dead audiences, for sure. But yeah. For the most part, yeah, they're being polite. And there's a real, like, theater etiquette kind of social contract, you know,
yeah.
That everybody kind of feels each other out, like how involved do they want to get. So kids, though, they don't have that. They don't know that social contract yet. So if they see something they like, they'll laugh. If they see one of the characters blow a raspberry or call you a witch,
yeah.
Or they're going to laugh. They're going to laugh at that. Mm-hmm. So, how, So, Ren, this is kind of your first time back on stage after like a four-year hiatus. So, what was it like being back?
It felt good, but it was also kind of weird because I've never been on like the big stage. I'd always
That was your first main stage show?
That was my first main stage because I was always in the drama pod with all the plays, and then during COVID we were gonna do Midsummer, but I kind of left after we had that one break.
Yeah, because they had to close everything down for COVID again. Yeah.
And I was like, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. So, no, I went and I focused on school that year. So
fine. And I think I took your part.
You did take my part. How could you do this to me?
It was my dream role.
I don't remember. It was like that leader of the theater group.
Yes.
Guy.
Yeah. And that was, it was good.
I still have one line memorized from it. One. And it's, doth present wall. That's it.
That was it. It was really good to have you back on the stage, and senior year, right?
Mm-hmm, so my senior year.
Jillian, you're a junior, but you've done just about every show that we've done in high school, haven't you?
Yeah. I think the only one I didn't act in was Night of the Living Dead, but I've done all the other ones.
Oh, that's right. You were our main special effects.
Yeah.
You made body parts.
Oh, yeah. I made all the blood and all the guts backstage.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh,
it's a lot of trial and error on
I
the
loved
brains.
That one. And we still got blood everywhere. If you look close enough, you can see
it. You can still see some of the... I don't know. I think there's still some of the blood from She Kills Monsters.
I know you pointed that out.
Might be on the stage still. and it might be time for another Blood and Guts play.
Oh, we do one family-friendly show, and then it's back to Blood and Guts. And now...
Exactly.
The public was screaming, Jane, you have to do family-friendly shows!
And we did one, and it was good. And and people turned out for that one. It's still, it was our second highest grossing. Our number one grossing was Night of the Living Dead.
Oh my God. I remember that, because we did a really late night show.
Yeah, we did. We did some late shows. Yeah. But those were fun. Jillian, so talk to us about your character in this play.
I was Miss McCready. I was like the housekeeper lady. My role was to bully the children, basically. I got in their faces and made, I don't know, rules. I made a lot of rules about when they should go to bed and when they should play and when they couldn't play.
Didn't on stage one of the shows, did you give Phyllis a chocolate on stage?
Yeah. So me and Phyllis decided I would play favoritism with Lucy. And so I brought on like a tiny Dove chocolate, and I tried to, and I gave it to her so she could show off to her siblings.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah,
I didn't either.
There was also during the final show when Ronan stuffed cotton.
Oh, I
saw that. I noticed that. But
did he ever go on stage with
it?
He did.
He did.
But it wasn't very noticeable.
That backstage, it was noticeable.
It was hilarious.
So why is it important to do like little? You know, we rehearse for anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks on the show. But what does it mean to make those little tiny changes?
I think it gives dimension to the characters.
It does.
Like builds the chemistry relationships between all the characters. Mm. Give them something to do on stage that isn't supposed to be there, I guess.
And then Bradley, you're usually off stage.
Yep.
And you're the opposite. So the actors, you know, at some point you have to let the actors go and you have to let them do their thing. Mm-hmm. But you and Emmy, you got your list. You got things need to.
Yeah. So sometimes you guys are like messing around, adding a lot of extra stuff, and we're waiting for a line for your light cue or your sound cue. And then you guys don't say it. You move on, and we just have to go with it.
I think I got most of my cue lines for y'all.
So like having fun like that is good and it is important, but you also need to remember your lines because it messes us up on tech if you don't.
It's a balance between art and skill and putting a show together. And how many shows have you done, Bradley?
Off stage or on?
Yeah, behind the scenes.
Four, I think. I did Crucible, Miracle on 34th Street, Night of the Living Dead, Midsummer, this one, Lord of the Flies. So like six or seven.
Oh, okay.
Lord of the Flies. Yeah. I think that's it.
I mean, I have a wall of the programs of stuff that I've done.
I did that.
I have a wall. Like,
I taped all my posters together.
You sent it to me. Yeah. Make a little shadow box with all the programs. What were your like, favorite parts about this particular production?
So, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Beaver, they're a straight couple, but I act very gay on stage for Mrs. Beaver. Mrs. Beaver, Mrs. Beaver, I found them. They're here.
It was great.
Because that was
the energy that that scene needed. Okay, so your favorite part was acting gay on stage. That's what you got out of the whole experience.
Oh God, no.
Oh my God.
We'll move on to Jillian. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was one of the most I talk the most about is the White Witch and Edmund meeting for the first time.
Okay.
I did that whole scene with Swiss behind stage every single show. Like, we would just run through the lines as they were going through, and it was so much fun.
Yeah, you'll see actors backstage acting out people on stage because you memorize their lines and don't memorize.
You've done
your
it
own.
So much, yes. And that's good because that builds camaraderie and everything for it. I thought the special effects. I really thought, like, technically, you know, we had that show down.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. That was like the smoothest we've ever had a tech show go. Like the first one for the schools, perfect. We missed absolutely nothing, and I have never seen that before, even on a final show. Like, we always miss at least one thing. Something always goes wrong. That's just how theater is. But this one, it was like so solid every single time.
I think the only things that went wrong was Tatiana's wands and the flame didn't go
and the tent.
The tent.
That was Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Aslan, so listeners, if you didn't see the show, Aslan, we bring down this big tent for Aslan to walk through and meet the kids. And on Saturday night, I don't think we lowered it far enough, so it kind of pivoted a little bit and. It didn't pivot back like it was supposed to.
No, it did not.
So that was good times.
The audience was laughing,
audience,
too. Yeah. So, like,
everyone,
it was okay.
Everyone backstage was laughing.
And the energy is great, you know.
Yeah.
And it reminds you that you're watching a play.
Yeah.
And this isn't real.
And then once we got it back up, they started clapping.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. It was quite a feat.
That was pretty funny.
Quite a feat.
And then we're on headset. We're all stressed out about it. And then the audience is just laughing.
Super stressed. And that's what's interesting about... For listeners who haven't done a play, it's definitely two worlds. There is the world of the actors, and then there's the world of the techies, and two completely different. You're using two completely different parts of your brain, you know, and those two pieces have to come together, and they came together really, really well. So what's next? What's coming up next for the Shakespeare's?
Isn't DDF next?
DDF is next. Talk to us about, what is DDF? Jillian, you're the most experienced.
DDF is drama, stands for Drama Debate and Forensic. It's our competition that we do as much as we can yearly. You normally go to about, you go to two tournaments.
What is it about public speaking?
Forensic is referring to public speaking, not dealing with dead bodies.
Yeah, there you go.
As much as I would like that. normally, you go to tournaments. Since we don't have any other schools on Kodiak, we have to fly up to Anchorage. And if you can, we qualify for state every year. Or we have for the past 4 years. So we do about three tournaments, which is really fun.
It's really fun. And Bradley, you were part of our very first...
Yep.
Competition team.
And we actually went to three places instead of two, so we're better than you guys.
That's because we had so much money.
We did. Yeah. Our first year, it was like, we need to spend this somehow, and we blew it for you guys, so sorry.
Well, we needed the experience.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
I mean, but the very, very first tournament we went to was in Homer, and I think we we swept.
We did. I think we won every single event we were in.
Yeah.
Didn't we qualify for nationals at one point?
So Jillian qualified. We have had about a dozen different, national qualifiers. We didn't have anybody last year, but we had some runners up last year. But the year before,
my freshman year, I was actually like seventh on the runner up list.
Yeah.
Charlie was first for nationals. They were from Kodiak. They've graduated now. But everyone ahead of me said they couldn't go or like didn't want to go to nationals. So I got to go down to Kentucky and perform at nationals.
And yours was an oratory.
Original oratory.
Oratory. And you've never wanted to do it.
No, I don't want to do it again.
You've had your experience with it. Yeah. And it was a good experience. That was the year we brought. Geez, Mary Grace qualified, Lucky qualified.
And D.
And D.
Oh, didn't qualified. Gwen qualify?
No.
I thought she did.
They won, Gwen and Lucky won first place for duet acting, and we don't take that one to nationals. But that was an excellent piece that they did. So I think Jillian, you're the only one left now who has national experience.
Yeah. I think, yeah, because that was everyone's seniors year or junior year.
Yeah. So what are some of the different events that you're looking at? So, Ren, you're thinking about competing this year.
You are?
Come on, senior year.
I know, but it's... I only have 3 classes. But then again.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You might have to add in an extra class.
I
think it's
you have
4.
To add
I had
classes?
To have 4 when
are you
I was a senior. Yeah.
Sorry, Jared.
I think it's 4.
I might not.
You're not going to take an extra math class?
Really? Count me out. I'm on another class. I'm working my butt off to get here.
It's tough. Now, we didn't win our state championship that first year because we were brand new. We didn't know what we were doing. But we've slayed ever since then. I'm not saying that Bradley was bad luck, but I am saying that ever since Bradley graduated, we started winning.
Yeah.
So. Wait, 4 times?
Once you guys had less money, you started doing better because you knew you had to do better to get to go.
Exactly. Oh, goodness. Jillian, what are you looking at competing with this year?
I want to do Reader's Theater again, like the Scandies Rose that we did last year. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed doing duet acting last year, and I want to do it again, or try doing a duo. And, yeah. I have a funny book that I want to eventually turn into a humorous interpretation, but I never get around to doing it.
Because we have to edit these pieces down to between 8 and 10 minutes, that's the hardest part, I think, about competition, is getting that right edit that... The story makes sense, or whatever it is that you're performing can make sense within that 8 to 10 minutes, and that's hard, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we need to find a good Reader's Theater piece for this year, so we've won Reader's Theater. We've competed for 5 years, and we've won first place for Reader's Theater in 4 of those years.
We've got quite a
reputation that we're even being invited to regional championships down in Southeast. Last year we went to Juneau, and this year we're going to go to Ketchikan.
Yay!
And compete against some top-notch schools.
I don't know where that is.
It's over by Sitka in Juneau.
Okay, thank you.
How long have you lived in this state?
Whole life.
And Ren, you live across the street from KMXT. Didn't know where.
Contacts. I didn't know where it was, and I had to have my grandpa drive me.
You see it from the high school every day.
I don't.
It's right there.
I'm not an observant person.
I don't acknowledge that this is where this is.
Just doesn't register, and that's fine. That's fine. You got other things, other important things that you're doing.
Oh yes, I'm laying in bed.
And this year is also a Shakespeare year. We do a Shakespeare play every 3 years. We started with The Tempest, and I don't think any of you were involved in that. That must have been before. for, you must have, Bradley, you must have been in high school.
Yes.
And we did that with the middle school.
Yes. I was a freshman that year.
Maybe.
I think.
Okay. Tempest, and then we did Midsummer Night's Dream, in,
2021.
In the COVID, yeah, COVID the COVID year, 2021. So now, 2024, what are we doing?
Romeo and Juliet.
How did we land on that one?
I don't know. I wasn't there for that
one. We just all wanted to do it, I guess.
I think so. Because you, do you read it?
I think we're supposed to. I never read it.
Oh, okay. Some classes.
I haven't read it yet.
But so it's a good classic, you know, got to do that one in high school, I guess, Romeo and Juliet. But we're going to do it in the original Shakespearean language.
Yay.
Not going to update it at all. And so we'll get started on that after State in February. We'll get started on that one.
Guess who's helping direct?
And so Ren is going to be...
The assistant director.
There you go.
The long pause.
The long pause. Yeah, it's good to have a junior or senior. I usually bring in a junior or senior to help direct and share the load a little bit.
Emmy did this one.
We didn't really need one for Puffs because we had done that one before, so that one was easy. Garrett did a little bit with She Kills Monsters. Directed a couple of scenes, and yeah, so it's good to get them all involved. The club, we also do a couple of other things. We did the winter youth camp, and I think you weren't. Did you help direct part of that? Were you out of town?
I tried to help, and then I got stuck in Homer for Christmas.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
you got stuck.
I was going to help, but then I was traveling with family.
Yeah. And then we'll do a showcase in the spring of our competition pieces for the public. And we'll sometimes do a spring break show or a camp or something with kids. Not this year. I'm taking... Because our spring... The college's spring break is... Not the same as the school district's.
Oh, they changed it this one? Okay.
Yeah.
The year we just had, it was at the same time.
Yeah.
And I hated that.
What?
Because then my sister was out of school at the same time, too. So then, if I wanted, because like I tried to go to Anchorage to see my friends because all of my friends have moved away. So I tried to go during spring break. But since we all work at the theater, we were all off at the same time. Everyone else already had got, like, I had booked my tickets in January. I was like, I don't care. You guys are figuring it out. I'm leaving.
Because that's when I came in. I think that is spring break. Because no one.
Okay, you're like the one person who hates that.
Yeah.
When they're not aligned. okay, we have a couple minutes left. So let's just, what do you get out of doing theater and public speaking? And that kind of.
I don't do public speaking.
You're doing it right now, Ren.
Oh, live.
This is live.
Totally.
So, what do you get out of it? What keeps you coming back?
The people. I love the whole group that I get to work with whenever I do theater. They're all so kind and so much fun to be around, and they have a great energy. So they keep me coming back every year. Since sixth grade,
skipping your freshman year.
Your streak is broken.
I think Garrett's the only one that has like done every single play since seventh grade.
He moved here seventh grade.
That's right.
It was the Space Chupacabra.
No, he was Neverending Story and then Space Chupacabra.
He was not Neverending Story. Neverending Story was sixth grade.
Neverending Story was sixth grade?
Yes.
And then Space Chupacabra.
Yes,
and then what did we do after Space Chupacabra?
Puffs.
And we Puffs. That's it. Oh, my gosh. So many plays. What about you, Jillian? What do you get out of it?
I come back for the people, but I think I get a huge confidence boost when we go and we perform. Just, I do dance, too, and I really, really like being on stage. Even though I'm shy.
I think it's surprising. Like, it surprises a lot of people that a lot of actors are very introverted.
Yeah.
When we go out on stage, something happens. We get to work out our anxieties and worries and things up there on stage.
Something just happened.
What? Bradley, what about you? What do you got?
So I keep coming back because it's a lot of fun. I like the people. I like working with you guys. I like seeing you guys improve. Every year in middle school and high school, I was always on stage. I didn't start doing tech until I had graduated. And when I first started doing it, I didn't think it was something that I would be that good at or something that I would like. But it turns out I like it a lot. And I do miss being on stage, but tech is a lot of fun too. And I like working with you guys. So I come back.
Yay.
Yay.
Well, I think that that just about does it for our discussion here. Thanks for coming in to talk about the very successful play this past weekend. I think we performed for over 1,000 people. So that's a really good feeling to. We would do it if there wasn't an audience, but it's nice to have an audience there to. To support everybody. So thanks, Ren and Jillian and Bradley, for coming in to talk about the Shakespeares and the Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, and to thank the public for coming out to support us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to Talk of the Rock.